And now welcome to the tech side of life. My name is Femi Greater Heights. I'm just going to run through some of the updates. Some you may want to love them and some you may want to hate them, but I'm just going to give you the updates all the same. And one is coming from Google, another is coming from Google. I'm just going to start with the maybe not interesting one to you. Now, YouTube creators are amazing people. They want to put out content, they want to monetize their content, and they want to get money at the end of the day for giving out incredible content, so for driving incredible content. Now, starting from today, YouTube will begin running ads on some creators' videos, but it won't give them a portion of the ad revenue. Now, what do we mean? There's something called the YouTube's partner program. That means that you have to have gathered about 4,000 total hours of watch time. Watching your contents, all of them put together, should be 4,000 total hours altogether. Then that should be within the space of 12 months, and you should have more than 1,000 subscribers. If you are not on this YouTube partner program, you are less than 1,000, and your videos are not up to 4,000 total watch. Now, you could have 5,000 subscribers, but the total number of hours that your videos have been watched may not be up to 4,000. So you are not yet in the YouTube partner program. So if you are below this criteria, that means definitely YouTube is going to run adverts on your own platform. You are a creator, but you won't be getting money on it because you've not met this criteria. So that is starting from today. And why are we saying this? Last year, YouTube alone made $5 billion in terms of revenue for 2019. That's a whole lot of money. And in my opinion, this money should be able to go around. It should be able to go around to some of the YouTube creators. I follow a lot of amazing YouTube creators that have 1 million, 10 million, 17 million, 15 million, 12 million as their subscriber base on YouTube. So I think those guys will be cashing out a lot when it comes to things like this. Now to another stuff that looks more like a good news. Now, Apple has been bashed several times, and the bashing is coming from the fact that the developer's fee on Apple Community is too high. Apple will be taking 30%, but for whatever money you make, Apple is just taking 30% for being the regulator. Or should I be for being the platform? Yeah, should I use the word platform? Yeah, for you coming on the Apple Community as a developer, you are being charged 30% for everything that is accrued to you. But the good news is Apple is changing. They are trying to listen, and we know people listen in different ways. From January 1st, and I think it's going to affect more of the new developers coming to the Apple ecosystem, January 1st, if you are not making up to $1 million in terms of revenue, that's people coming to the app, they make payments, they pay for in-app purchases and all of that. If you're not making up to $1 million, if you do that to Nigerian calculation, depending on the dollar rate, we should be talking about 350 million naira. If you're not making up to that amount, from next year, January 1st, developers will be allowed a 15% cut. So that is from 30%, they will now be charging you just 15% because you're not making a lot. But 15% sounds good, right? I think it's fair deal. But the stuff is that what is the number of people on the Apple Community? The number of developers on the Apple Community, registered developer or registered app makers, they are 28 million. So, but Apple is not telling us the fraction. What is the percentage? How many people do you have on board that is making $1 million as annual revenue or annual sales on their different applications. So for those of you coming into the Apple community, good luck. I'll say chill till January 1st or January 2nd or 3rd or 4th before you launch your app on the App Store, so you can benefit of this 15% reduction. So henceforth, it's going to be 15% if you're making less than $1 million in annual sales per year. Now the competition is on. And what do I mean the competition is on? It seems few times I feel these tech guys listen to my podcast. And because most of the time when I say something a previous week, the persons involved find a way to readjust their system and I give a different news the following week. Last week I talked about Facebook and Facebook developing a Facebook Pay, or in quotes now, WhatsApp Pay for the India community, for the Indian market that has 400 million subscribers or daily users, or should I say total users on the WhatsApp platform. And I said something and I mentioned Google Pay. Google Pay is the new name. It was formerly Google Wallet. Over the years, I've been using Google Wallet, but I stopped using Google Wallet about last year or 2 years back. And they upgraded and called it Google Pay. It has made a lot of money. A lot of people use it here in Nigeria to send money and to also receive money. But Google is seeing the prospects, I think, of the WhatsApp Pay, knowing how it is breaking in the Indian market. And if it breaks in the Indian market, definitely it's going to break in other markets, and they're going to come and compete with them. That's Google Pay now. So Google is revamping and is relaunching its all-encompassing money app. This time around, the app is coming with rewards. It's coming with your money. It's coming with connection. It's coming with different things inside of one in the new, relaunched, exclusive, and the beautiful Google Pay. So you can see the competition is really massive and Google is trying to be strategically positioned. And I'll say welcome to the bright side of life, and this is still the tech side of life, and I have one more stuff for you guys. Still, there's still room for one more, right? Yeah, this is a good news and I'm gonna give it in the grand style because that's gonna be the last update for now. Now, remember in 2019, March precisely, Boeing 737 MAX was grounded. Why? Because in 2019, that year was really, I don't want to say last year because 2020 is looking so different. 2019 was looking so not that kind of year for Boeing, because in the space of months, in the space of 5 months, they had crashes, two deadly crashes. Now, the two crashes killed a total of 346 passengers and crew members. Just in 5 months, two crashes claiming 346 crew members and passengers. And people were like, what is really happening to Boeing? And they found out that there was supposed to be a controller, and a kind of auto controller that wasn't kicking in, or that was kicking in too early, or was kicking in too late. And it made a mess of the entire thing, leading to a catastrophic failure for not just the planes, but for Boeing. So Boeing has been grounded since that time, which is March 2019, and they have been pleading, saying that we have made adjustments. We have made, you know, these things are not, I really don't want to bring it into the African context, but anything goes around here. If this was a plane, probably in Africa, I don't want to mention specific countries, you find out that these guys can easily lobby and they'll be back to business in 3 months. But where you have international policies, where you have cross-country rules, where you have the FAA right there on board to checkmate all those things, you find out that this cannot fly until you get your house in order. So Boeing tried as much as possible, and they have been trying, but guess what? the FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Administration, has cleared Boeing 737 MAX to fly for the first time since March 2019. So this is a great year, and according to the FAA, it says its safety staff had worked diligently to identify and address the safety issues that contributed to the crash of the Lion Air Flight 610 on October 29, 2018, followed by the crash of the Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 on March 10, 2019. And President Donald Trump approved the grounding of the jets, and 40 countries followed afterwards. But with this good news and FAA clearing Boeing, we hope to see Boeing back in motion, and wish them all the best. Let's pray that we don't have the sad moments of our lives. Coronavirus has done a lot, and it is important that this flight and its vehicles and its engineers and everything that has to do with the control secretary, either auto or manual, is properly looked into. This may take some few time for people to gain trust in this particular airliner, Boeing, but I have a feeling that these guys have a track record. Fine, it might be shaky at the beginning, but I see them coming back and standing on their feet and getting into full operations. My name is Femi Greater Height. The future just arrived.